welcome to another episode of Confidently She. I am so honored to introduce a super special guest for this episode. She helps women unapologetically dress the body they have now and make their own rules when it comes to style, which honestly is what we are all about here at Confidently She. So give a warm digital welcome to Amanda Hansen. Amanda, thank you for taking the time to be here and share your amazing insight on fashion with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super passionate about this topic, so I can't wait to dive in with you.
Yes, me too. Actually, my own personal style was something that I struggled to figure out for a long time. And to be honest, I think I'm still figuring it out. So share a little bit of like how you started doing this work, why you care about this so much, and kind of give us a backstory of how you got here.
Sure. So I had left my career of like 15 years. I'd got burnout. I was my background's in psychology and education, and I was a clinical supervisor for preschoolers with autism. So I was like the head of their educational plan. And I did that for many years, and I loved it, but it was a high, high stress, challenging job. And I got burnt out. And so I decided that I needed a change. And I decided to help my husband in his business for a few years, but that was like in an admin and HR type role, and I hated it. It was it was soul sucking.
We've all been there.
Yeah. And going from like where I used to work, I was surrounded by women. You know, I developed my best friends there. I was making an impact in other, you know, people's lives with my, you know, my little clients and then they're in their parents' lives. And I got a lot of value from that. And even though I did need the break, and I'm thankful for the time that I spent with my husband because it actually taught me quite a bit. But I decided like that's not making me happy either. And so I kind of just spent a year engaging in things that I'm passionate about just naturally. And because my background is in education, I'm just a natural teacher. So whatever I'm passionate about, I want to share and teach others how to do. And I fell into a situation where a stranger was like, I need help in my closet. Like I don't know how to wear, what I should be wearing, how do I show up as myself? And she was an entrepreneur. And so I didn't know her, but I was like, you know what? I'm passionate about style. I'm not passionate about fashion. I'm passionate about style. And there is a difference. And maybe we'll dive into that in a bit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'll come and help you. And so we literally dived into her closet for about 3 hours, and I just did what came natural to me. And I basically developed my very first service. And she, being an entrepreneur, she looked at me, she's like, I got so much value from this. You need to do this for a living. And I was like, okay. Like, and I didn't even know that people did that. I mean, I guess I probably assume that there's people out there.
Sure.
But where I live in East Coast Canada, there was literally nobody doing this. So I didn't have anybody to like look at and be my role model. And so as soon as I said yes, the universe just put things in my path to make it possible. And of course I had to walk through the doors and say yes and fully dive in. And so I started my company, Simply Stylish, 3 years ago.
Amazing. Oh, that is so cool. And so, yeah, forgive me if I use the wrong term. To me, fashion and style are interchangeable. So tell me the difference between those two terms. I'd love to know.
And it's a personal thing, and it's probably different for each person. And so to me, fashion is what you're going to see on the runway, what you're going to see on in fashion magazines. That is more like art or trends.
Yeah.
And you know, it's almost like, I feel like those designers, they're creating art instead of a painting. They're creating it through clothes, and I'm sure some women want to wear that. For me, that's just fashion, that kind of fashion doesn't work for my everyday life.
Right. So, yes, it's not very practical.
Right. And it, to me, it's more of like a statement. It's like wearing a piece of art. It's a statement.
Yeah.
Where I find style is more of an outward representation of who you are inside, who you are as a person, an expression of your personality, an expression of how you feel about yourself. It also is an expression, you know, generally when we pick the roles that we work in, if we choose to work, we tend to pick a role in our jobs that fits our personality. And so when we dress for work, we tend to want to express ourselves that's appropriate for work, but it's also like that makes us feel good. I don't believe in dressing for anybody else. Mm-hmm. I believe that it is solely, if you're struggling with identifying your own unique personal style, you actually have to look inward instead of outward. And I think so many women are looking outward to, you know, to find clarity or to somebody else to tell them what they should and shouldn't be doing. And I'm very clear with my clients that I am not here to actually tell you what to wear and what not to wear. I don't think anybody should be shooting all over you. And because I don't find that personally empowering. You know, somebody was to come into me and tell me what I should and shouldn't do, I'm just a rebel. I'm a challenger. Right. So I'd be like, no, No, I'm not doing that. So my philosophy and how I like to empower women in their personal style is helping them connect with themselves and getting them, you know, because we can get lost in our head where we're like, our body looks like this, so we can't wear this. Or yes, I have to wear this piece of clothing to hide this body part because I don't like it. We get it, you know, is this in style? Is this outdated? Everybody's wearing this, but I don't really like that. I get compliments on it, so I should wear more. We get lost in all of this noise inside of our head, and that is confusing. It's lost. It's not empowering. And so I teach women to actually connect in their bodies with their feelings. And I teach them how to kind of pick out like their power words, things that actually are a representation of who we are. Like if we could speak non-verbally to others, what would we want to say about us? And then how do we embody that in our wardrobe and in our outfits? And so it's helping women really get down deep and identify how they feel, but also get clear on their lifestyle. So sometimes we might see something that we really love and it's beautiful, but in reality, we really don't have an occasion to wear it. And so yeah, we bought it and then it just gets unworn in our closet. So, you know, it's getting clear on how you feel. It's getting clear on your life and how is your wardrobe going to support the life and the body you have today, not the body, you know, when you lose 20 pounds, when it's going to change in 5 years. Like our bodies are always changing as bodies do. They never stay the same. And so if we're constantly waiting for our bodies to look a certain way in order to dress it and clothes that make us feel good, we're always going to be waiting.
I love that so much. That is so true. And so really what I heard was we need to get rid of all of the rules and expectations and ideas that we have from outside of ourselves, mm-hmm, tune all of that out, mm-hmm, and really listen to like, who am I? And then how do I express that? Because I think usually we go the other way. We go like, how do I dress? And then what does that say about who I am? Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's kind of what I think, that it's like, yeah, I'm trying to figure out, asking my friend, you know, does this look good on me? Should I switch this out? Like, what do I like? What should I wear? But when I started to find my own sense of style, it was when I stopped asking for other people's opinions, mm-hmm, and was like, no, Rebecca, do you like the way this looks? Yep. Stop asking your friend, like, yeah, do you like this?
Yeah, that's empowering. That's, yes, confidence, because you're tapping into your own intuition and you're trusting it. That's what builds confidence. Now,
absolutely,
it's kind of like if you want to decorate your house. Some of us just know how to pull it all together easily. And some of us are like, you need to break this down and teach me step by step. And so I teach my clients, like, I'm not here to dress a body. I don't want my clients to be passive during this process. They need to be fully in and participating and active in it. But I also know, like, I can't just go, okay, tap into how you feel, and all of a sudden you're going to create this beautiful wardrobe that's going to be perfect for you. That's not the case. There's more to it than that. So I teach women how to first identify like their body shape, and it has nothing to do with size. Absolutely, yep, nothing to do with size. It has to do a lot of times with our skeletal structure. And so for myself, like, I don't have hips. I will never have hips. My hip bones are close together and my ribs are further apart. And so it creates this more straight body shape I will never have a lot of curves. Doesn't mean I'm not going to have weight or fat on me,
right,
but I'm not going to have like the traditional curves. And so, you know, I'm teaching women, how do I identify our body shapes? And then it's not trying to, I teach my clients, like, I'm not also not here to tell you how to manipulate your clothes to minimize or maximize certain body parts on you. That is not my role. I should never tell you what you need to do with your own body. But what I do is I teach them how to assess necklines, how to assess the rise of the pant, where that hits you, the length of your skirt or the length of your pant. Your proportions are going to look more visually pleasing. And when I say that, it doesn't mean skinny. It doesn't mean thin. It just means our eyes find certain silhouettes more visually pleasing. And it actually like aligns with photography and engineering. So I'll give the example of the Eiffel Tower. And so when you think about the Eiffel Tower, it is divided into 1/3 of the smallest part, like the small part of the Eiffel Tower is a third of it as a whole. And then the larger half of the Eiffel Tower takes up 2/3 of it. Mm-hmm. And so it's called like the rule of thirds. It's the same thing in photography. When a photographer is maybe taking a picture of somebody in a large field, they're not going to put the person in the middle of the field. They're going to put the person to a third of the picture so that the field takes up 2/3 of the whole picture. It's something that our eye finds visually appealing. It's the same kind of concept with our clothes. We don't want to cut our bodies in half. And so a lot of times women, like one of the things they do is they untuck their shirts because they want to hide their belly. Because generally a lot of women are self-conscious of their belly. And what I teach them is that you're just putting layers of fabric on top of your belly and it's actually making it visually look bigger than it is. Tuck in your shirt is going to create this clean line, and it's going to, instead of, you know, dividing your body into 50-50 into two parts, it is going to look more visually pleasing. And women, even though like they struggle sometimes when they're tucking in their shirt, they're like, well, I can see my belly. But when they look in the mirror, they can actually see the difference. They're like, oh, I don't look sloppy or I don't look frumpy. I can actually see my shape. And so I teach women, it's like, it's so much better just to like, fully embrace your body and dress it to your best ability rather than dressing to hide your body.
I have an exciting announcement I cannot let you miss. Starting in August, I am launching a pre-order campaign for the launch of my book coming out called Social Currency: The Truth About Beauty and Confidence in a Culture Prioritizing Perfection. This book is more than a how to love yourself like manual. Social Currency will be an explanation of why women feel so much pressure to be beautiful and change how they look at every stage of their lives. It's like a cultural examination of how beauty is used as the ultimate measure of our worth. But it's actually not true. And in this book, I'll show how to accept our bodies, ourselves, and others through a lens of true confidence. So the pre-order begins in August. And when you pre-order a copy, you also get all of these awesome bonuses from me to say thank you for supporting this book at such an early stage. So the pre-orders launch August 1st, and it's going only in the month of August. So I'm telling you about this now so that you can be excited and be prepared and decide how many copies you want to order, because the more pre-order copies you buy, the better bonuses you get, because that's how I roll. So if you are pumped about this, go to RebeccaBiggie.com/book launch. Get on my email list because I'm sending them updates too, because we do not want anyone in the Confidently She crew to miss that we're doing a book launch, okay? So go to RebeccaBiggie.com/book launch and get ready for August 1st, the pre-order launch of Social Currency.
It makes total sense. If we had video right now, you would see me just like nodding along like a bobblehead. So yeah, that was amazing. I love the analogy because that really helps like visual learners understand the concept. And I think it's powerful to take this personal style that you have and think about it in other terms. So it's like with interior design, some shapes of couches look better in certain rooms than others. It's not that one couch is better than another. It's what are you using the room for? What else is in the room? What are we doing here? What are the colors? What are the patterns? Yeah. And so it helps take the judgment off of our bodies and our body shape when we think about it in those other terms. So just like you wouldn't judge, like, this couch is bad if it doesn't look good in your room. It's like, well, no, this just isn't the couch for me. Like, this isn't going to fit right now. And I love that what you said about dressing for your body shape, because I did not do that for a long time. And it actually caused body insecurities for me because I thought my hips were fat because I was wearing low rise jeans and I have more of a curved hip. And I was like, what? I have these muffin tops. Like, what's going on? Like, I've got this like fat over my waistline that I need to work out. I need to work out more. That's what it is. And then I discovered high rise jeans.
Thank goodness. And
I was like, oh my God, I cried. I was like, I feel so bad for how mean I was to my body, thinking that there was something wrong with it. I'm like, all I was doing was dressing it wrong. Because now when I have my high-rise jeans above my waist, my curves look great. Yeah. And I was just like blown away. I was like, wow, people need to like learn this. This is not something that you just get intuitively. Like, you need to realize that something that's in style does not always mean it's going to work for you. And that's okay. You need to respect your body shape more than just like the current trends. So I love that. And I have a personal like experience with that. So what are some practical ways to refresh your wardrobe, or maybe like take a look at what you already have? Like, what are some things that you did with that first client that someone could maybe do right now, just looking at the clothes in their closet, if they feel like, I don't like any of this, nothing works? Like, what could they do to kind of start?
Well, so always the first place we start is getting rid of the clothes that no longer fit you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Yes.
And you know, a lot of them hold on to them for someday. Well, basically what you're telling yourself is, I'm not worth it until someday, you know, and you're focused on the past. I want women to be more present into, you know, who they are right now. That is what's going to best serve them. And so, you know, a lot of women have cluttered closets, or they're overstuffed with pieces that they're not wearing or that no longer fit. And then they look in their closet and they're like, they can't make a decision because they're in like decision fatigue, and our brains want our lives to be easy. Like, I always park in the same spot when I go to the grocery store, so I don't have to think and remember where I parked. Yep. I want, you know, we make so many decisions a day, and I want, you know, I want women's lives to be easier, but our brains automatically want it too. And that's why we're always going for like those same five outfits or those same 10 pieces, because it's easy. Mm-hmm. So in order to actually wear more of what we have, we need to get really clear on what is fitting my body today. And so, you know, I also recognize that as women, our bodies fluctuate. Like, I've gained probably 15 pounds this past year. I might lose it. I might not. My body's always in a state of flux. So what I did was, when I audited my closet in the fall, and I usually audit it in the fall and then in the spring, I live in Canada, so we're very season driven here.
Yeah.
And the pieces that I loved but didn't fit, they got packed away. They're taken out of my closet, so I don't have to visually see them or be distracted by them. And they're packed away because my body might change again. I'll hold on to them maybe 6 months just to see. If I can't fit back into them, maybe in 6 months to a year, then they'll probably release from my wardrobe completely. If I come across a piece that no longer fits, and I ask myself, well, would I wear this again if it was, you know, if it was to fit me? And if the answer is no, I donate it, sell it, get rid of it. And so it's really getting clear on what is currently fitting your body today. So that's step one. I would say step two, also getting clear on what do you actually like.
Yes.
So what happened was there's pieces in my closet that fit me. Mm. It looked beautiful on me, but I never reached for them. I give my clothes an exit interview.
Yes. I love
that. So it's like, if you've ever had a bad relationship, you've asked yourself, what did I do wrong? What choices did I make? You know, what were the warning signs? What were all those things about that bad relationship that I kind of want to take away from it so that when I meet my next partner, I can better recognize what I actually want and need and like. The same thing is with our wardrobe. So I had a top. It was beautiful. It was green. It had ruffles and lace on it. It was gorgeous. It fit me, but I never wore it. So I gave it an exit interview. I had to really dig down deep. Like, why am I not liking this? Why am I not reaching for it? And I realized I don't like ruffles. Mm. I think they're beautiful on other people. It was a gorgeous piece, but it didn't make it, I didn't connect me with how I wanted to feel. And so me being able to understand how is it that I want to feel in my body when I want to put on my clothes. So when I put on that piece, I can then tap in, is that piece making me feel how I want to feel? And if it doesn't, then I'm not going to reach for it. And so if I'm not going to reach for it, it's going to leave my closet. And I'm going to learn, I don't like ruffles. Ruffles don't make me feel like me, even though I can find it visually pleasing to look at. And so I have just now learned, when I go shopping, I'm not going to try on anything with ruffles. And so it's a powerful choice. So when I'm out shopping, I know to just avoid those completely and I won't make the same mistake. The other thing is, so the pieces that you do love in your closet, ask yourself, what is it that I love about this? Why do I always reach for it? How do I feel? How does it look? And how do I add more of these pieces in my closet? And so one of the things that I coach my clients and my students to do is to create a wardrobe plan. Like, have a shopping list. So mm-hmm. many women, they just like, oh, I don't have any clothes, so I'm going to go shopping with no plan, no idea what they want to buy. And they usually end up just buying whatever's on sale. And don't get me wrong, I love a good sale. But what ends up happening is when we only shop the sales rack, we are totally limiting ourselves in the possibilities of finding something maybe that we love. Have patience, have resilience, and don't settle, and have mm-hmm. a plan.
Yes, I love that. And this is funny, actually. A couple months ago, a friend of mine was kind of talking about how she's like, I need new clothes. I need new clothes. She's like, Rebecca, you have such nice style. Like, can you like help me? And I was like, sure. So I literally did what you explained before we went over. And I was like, let's just look at what you have before we start buying new stuff, because maybe you have something that you forgot about, or, you know, maybe you need more than you thought. Like, let's figure out what's going on. And we had like such a powerful experience together as friends, but also just as women, like working through, like, why don't you like this piece? And whatever answer it is, that's okay. Like, maybe you're like, I hate that because I don't like the way my arms look and whatever. It's like, okay, well, let's talk about that. Like, you know, let's figure that out rather than like feeling guilty about the reason why you don't like something or anything like that. And one of the things that she said, there were a pair of boots that I thought were just really cute. And I'm like, these look new. I'm like, what's going on with these boots? Have you never worn them? And she's like, no, they're just not comfortable. I'm like, okay, well, have you worn them? And she's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, how do you know they're not comfortable if you haven't ever worn them? She's like, well, I just don't think that I can wear things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, so is it not comfortable, or is it that you don't think you can wear it? And she paused for a while and she's like, I just don't think I can wear it. And I'm like, well, why? Like, these are cute. Like, what's stopping you? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, how about this? I'm like, you can get rid of these if you want to, but why don't you wear them once? Just wear them once. And if you hate it, that's fine. Then get rid of them. And you know that you made the right decision. But if you wear them and you kind of start to see yourself in them, like maybe like give it a chance, you know, give it a chance before you start making these different rules about what you can and can't wear, because you might like them. So she wore them for a family photo shoot and she loved them and she looked great in them. And she feels so much more confident now, like wearing these boots, because she's like, it worked and they looked great. And now I have like pictures of me and my family and I'm like wearing these shoes and I love them.
Yeah, it's, and I talk a lot about this invisible box that women put themselves in. All of these rules, these shoulds, these shouldn'ts, I can, I can't. And that is so limiting in all areas of our lives. And it also includes in what we think we can and can't wear. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is what I teach my clients is, so remember how I said our brains like our lives to be easy. Well, our brains and our thoughts also operate generally on fear. It's, will I be judged? Are people going to stare at me? Is somebody going to comment on what I'm wearing? And so we end up making these unconscious decisions to stay safe, right? To stay in our comfort zone, because that's naturally where we feel the most safe. But to me, you know, even though sometimes I have to fight against that inner part of me that wants me to keep safe, there's a huge part of me that it's like, I want to push myself out of my comfort zone because I need to see what I am made out of. And so how that reflects in my wardrobe is I like to take a little bit more risks. I like to play with color, and I do it freely without any care of what anybody else thinks. But I know that's not always easy. And so I have had clients that are like, you know, if it's a special necklace or a special shoe that they have, and it's a little bit outside their comfort zone, it's not what they go for day to day. And so they never wear it because it's just a little bit too uncomfortable to wear it. And so I teach them the same thing. You need to wear it at least a few times. Mm-hmm. So you can visually see yourself. This it's become this new part of you. It's like when you add a new big, you know, plant in your living room. When you first walk into that living room, your eye is going to be drawn to it. You're going to notice it all the time. But after a few weeks, or even maybe a week, it's just going to blend in. It's going to become a part of your new norm. And that's the same thing with our style. When we're leveling up our style and we're getting a little bit outside of our comfort zone, we just need to give ourselves a chance to get used to it. But I know that there is a difference between, you know, pushing ourselves a little bit outside of the comfort zone, but also like wearing something that's not really us. Like in my case of the ruffles, like I wasn't really pushing myself out of the comfort zone. It was just, ruffles aren't me. And so it's you, but you need to actually spend time evaluating that, and how you answer is in your body and how you feel about it. And so, but you need to spend time in there. And if you never put on that piece, you're never going to know how it's going to make you feel. You're making assumptions or judgments about it. So I love that you coached her to do that. What a beautiful gift.
It's time for the review of the week.
This review comes straight from iTunes. This is a 5-star rating titled, "I'm Cured." Oh my gosh, Confidently She has helped me deal with my recent breakup for the 4th time in 4 years with the same guy. I was unaware that I was in a toxic relationship and realized that I didn't love myself. But your podcast has taught me that things happen for a reason, and I learned from my mistakes. You get me. You talked about everything I needed to hear and helped me clear my head and put the pieces together. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much for sharing that experience with me. And if you have an experience or even just a few words to share about Confidently She, head over to iTunes and post them now.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I think the part that helped her, and if you're like afraid to try this or whatever, the truth is you can always go back. Like you can always get rid of it. You can always decide because if you never give it a chance, you can't fully make an informed decision.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's giving you the power, the information to say, no, I do not like this. Or you know what? I wore this and I didn't die. You know, nobody made fun of me or whatever. Like we have these fears in our heads that like, if we are noticed, if we make ourselves noticeable, that we are unsafe, like you said, nobody is looking at you as much as you think they are. Uh-huh. Nobody is looking at like the things you're wearing that much. Like everyone is so concerned with themselves that they're not thinking about you. So if you're not dressing for yourself, you're really missing the point because you're the one who's noticing what you look like the most. So we want you to be in control of what you're wearing and feeling really good about it. So one last question that kind of ties this together is, why do our clothes make such an impact on our confidence? Like, what is this thing? It seems trivial. I'm sure a lot of your clients are like, this isn't, you know, I'm sure this isn't a big deal, or maybe I'm crazy for thinking this or whatever, but it really does make a big impact on our confidence. And I'm curious your perspective, why you think that is.
Well, so the first thing is, it's something we do every day. For the most part,
yes.
maybe not during COVID. Some people are getting dressed every day, but it is something that we do every day, and it's an intentional thing. And so I ask myself, how do I want to feel today? And what do I need to do throughout the day to embody that so that it can affect my energy, it can affect my emotions, my feelings, and what I put on my body. And I do believe it is an outward expression of who I am. So today, if I want to feel bold, then I know I'm going to go into my closet, I'm going to pick something red in my outfit, because to me, red symbolizes boldness. And so if I want to embody that feeling, I'm going to choose something in my wardrobe that helps me feel that and tap into that feeling. And I mean, there's days where it's like, you know, I didn't get dressed till maybe noon and I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm working, I'm doing my thing. But as soon as I go into my wardrobe and I spend 5 minutes to myself, being intentional, asking myself, how do I want to feel? And then wearing something that embodies that, my energy like immediately shifts. And then I can show up more for myself. I can show up more at work. I radiate an unspoken energy that other people are affected by. So it affects you internally. It also affects the energy around you. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, that's confidence. And it's also like purposely choosing something outside of your comfort zone and doing it and pulling it off and feeling amazing. That's like, that's practicing that confidence muscle. It's like, I have grit. I have resilience. I'm bold. I don't care what anybody thinks about me. To me, that's that inner confidence. It's tapping into you. And so outwardly doing that in your clothes is a way to practice that confidence muscle.
Yes, absolutely. So it also kind of, it seems like it helps you identify how you're feeling today, you know, making that powerful choice of, this is what I want to look like today. This is how I want to show up. And then throughout the rest of the day, if you ever start to kind of go sideways or whatever, you can look in the mirror and kind of remind yourself like, oh, this is what I chose today. This is who I am today. Like this is how I'm portraying myself. And this is the choice that I made. So yeah, when you make it really intentional, I think that is really helping your confidence. But when you're kind of passive about it and you're in this flow of, I don't know, or not even flow, but in this pattern of wearing the same thing every day, not really knowing, having it feel like your clothes are wearing you rather than you're wearing your clothes. Exactly. And, you know, like that's not empowering. That's not confidence. That's kind of just like, what's happening.
Yeah, it's just like life's happening to me and I just have to get dressed because I can't walk around naked. And I mean, there's people there who really just don't care and that is perfectly fine. I just know the difference. Like I know the power of how my clothes can make me feel. And so it's like, if that can make me feel more confident, then just trust me. Like trust me, even though you might not believe me that it's not going to affect you, but I truly believe that if you put on something that makes you feel amazing, it is going to affect how you feel and you are going to show up differently in your life.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that. These are all such great, like tangible tips and then little mindset shifts too. Like this was amazing. So if someone listening is like, Amanda, you are speaking to my soul and I actually need help from you. What's the best way for them to like take the next step or a resource that they can check out to kind of see what that is all about?
So I can help you one-on-one. And if you're like, you know what, I need lots of help. I need lots of one-on-one coaching. You can reach out to me and we do one-on-one work. And most of my clients are virtual. If you're like, you know what, I'm not sure if I need one-on-one help, or if you're like, I'm more of a do-it-myself type thing. I have an online membership called the Style Insider Academy, and it's just a low-fee monthly membership. You can come, you can leave whenever you want, but I have four courses inside there that helps you. The first one helps you identify your personal style. The second one helps you identify your body shape and how to assess the right fit of clothes for your body shape. The third course is how to develop your own wardrobe plan and create the wardrobe that's going to support your life. And my last course is how to create outfits that you're going to feel amazing in. And then I also have, like, in my membership, I have weekly Q&A calls. I have guest experts coming in. You're going to be one of them.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm going to be in there, so join.
And I also give, like, weekly style challenges, and I give weekly outfit inspiration ideas. And it's really a community. I have quite a few freebies on my website. There's, as soon as you go on my website, it says free resources. You just click on that button, and I have tons of guides for you in there to just maybe dip your toe in.
Ah, so awesome. I mean, I honestly feel better already. Like, I didn't even think that I needed, like, style advice, but I'm like, yeah, these are some tips that I can use. Like, yeah, I'm in my closet right now, by the way. That's where I record. So I'm like looking at my clothes, like, I don't think I've worn that in a long time. Like, what about this, that? So that's really funny.
You know, a lot of women, they just find it stressful and overwhelming, so they give up. Well, to me, like, let's practice grit and resilience and give them, you know, my job is to give them the tools to do that successfully. But that they can successfully shop when they have a plan.
All right, hear me out. If you loved this episode, you will also love the Confidence Kickstart. Go to RebeccaBiggie.com/programs. And either way, I'll see you soon on another episode showing you the fun side of femininity and teaching you to be confidently she.